amazing. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. All royalty free begins now. And it begins with our prize picks for the weekend.
Oh, we still got this music, though. The best in the business. Prize picks
just
of the
wait,
week.
Wait, is this royalty free or not?
We're going to find out one way or another. Prize picks of the week as we get set for the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. I was incorrect. I went off the board last week and added one that we didn't talk about and lost. But
how dare you?
I went 3 for 4. The ones that were right were the ones we talked about. The one that was wrong.
Yeah,
was,
we had a good week. It was like I told you earlier this week. It was just a great BKW.
And we did have
it really was.
I want to shout out a fan on X who tweeted at us. His lineup that did go 4 for 4 entirely based on the projections we provided last week.
We had a heck of a weekend last weekend, man. Just we knew ball last week.
And let's see if we have a good BKT, a ball knowing Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, Jahmyr Gibbs, more or less than 71.5 rushing yards for the Detroit Lions.
So, Jesse, you know what Green Bay has been fantastic at this year on the defensive side of the ball?
All of it.
No, Dowdle had some day. Like, people have run it. So, but you know what we've been really good at?
What?
Jason,
just
what has this defense been great at? I'm trying to have a you know what? Part of doing a talk show is to talk and have conversations, not just spout. I don't want to be just a spout. I want to talk.
Yeah,
so, Jason, what is this?
I would just say this. You were a great teammate.
Giving up big plays. They don't give up big plays. They're not a ton of explosive, monstrous plays.
I knew what you were going for.
I don't know if you did. I don't want to put you guys, you in a bad spot. My apologies for trying to include.
I would have liked to have guessed.
It's my bad.
I would have gotten it right.
Jesse, I apologize for that. But Gibbs obviously had the 80-some-odd yard overtime run.
69.
He is a dog. Whatever. He is an explosive cat, man. Like, he is a home run hitter. Mm-hmm. And for most, Green Bay's been really good about not allowing that. So I'm going to go less. I think he is not one of these guys that I don't think really wants to sit in there and drive the 2-3 hard yards. He wants to see daylight and go. And hopefully Green Bay can do that. I'm going to say less.
I'm going to say more. Sorry.
Okay. I think he's going to go more.
Definitely not going to limit him to the degree they did previously. Next.
Last week we were all in line. I was hoping we would be the same.
Except for the one that you went rogue on and lost because of.
Christian Watson, more or less than 51.5 receiving yards.
More.
That's what I was thinking,
don't
too.
Don't you kind of get the hunch? I think Matt LaFleur likes kind of, this worked 2 years ago, and I'm going to play chess, and maybe the Detroit Lions don't think we'll do that again to start. I got a hunch, especially if Green Bay wins the toss and takes the ball. I wouldn't be shocked if you see right out of the gates old C-Watt running a slaughter route down that right sideline, and Jordan Love just puts great air underneath it. And C-Watt, unlike his first snap against the Minnesota Vikings and way back when he and dropped it, he secures it, does a little whip wave backwards, and goes in for a big old tutter. That's what I'd like to see to start it.
The sound effects were exquisite. First of all, I'm going to go more. Secondly, great references there. I have the same inkling. If you recall, when they faced the Lions on Thanksgiving last time, Tausch's genius idea of doing what they did against the Vikings in Christian Watson's first NFL game they actually did do that on the first play against the Lions that Thanksgiving. And Love connected with him on a 53-yard gain. It was not a tutter, but it set up a Jaden Reed tutter. They got the ball first. They won the toss. They chose to take it. I don't know if they can count on repeating that, but win the toss, take the ball, hit a big play over the top to Christian Watson. That sounds like a great recipe on Thanksgiving.
Hey, exactly. Happy Thanksgiving, am I right? Exactly. That'd be next. Gravy on top of the mashed taters, is what that'd be.
With some sausage from Jones Dairy Farm mixed in. Next.
I don't know.
If you had a pick, would you go Grassland Dairy pat of butter on your mashed potato pile, or are you like gravy?
I'm buttering. I'm totally butter. Love the Grassland.
I love taking like the gravy ladle. I think both are good, but I like taking the gravy ladle on Thanksgiving. You put a big clump of potatoes, and then you put the ladle in, and it kind of makes like a little volcano where you put the gravy in, and then you get to take it as you go. Yeah.
Other people have to use volcano. That ladle. Yeah. What makes you think you can
what
push
else
the ladle
are
into your?
It for? I'm not licking it. It's going.
But you're
in
getting
the...
your. The... You're getting your potatoes on the ladle.
Who cares? It's going on other potatoes.
Hmm. Interesting dilemma.
I don't know if I've ever seen this before.
Did you say dilemma there like I would hope you did?
Available phonetically.
It's our brand.
Available on Prize Picks this week. Josh Wiley, my sleeper of the week.
Goblin?
More or less than 0.5 receiving yards.
He's really? Got, he's, oh, I'm going to go
I've
more.
I've never seen that.
That
before. He's got to catch a pass, right?
Right, I'm going to go more on that, too.
And it wasn't like Goblin
and it might be
or
for
Gould.
It might be for negative 7 yards, but it'll be a catch.
Well, it's got to be 0.5 receiving yards. It's not catches. No. So he's got to get
yeah,
1 yard
like
forward.
That's actually a very important point that you just made.
It could be like a 2 yard flat that goes the wrong way. Yeah.
I thought you said 0.5 catches.
No,
yeah, 0.5
yards receiving.
Yeah, they'll find him. They'll find him on a little. Maybe when he chips Hutchie and then just leaks out, gets a yard and a half, you know, a little yakage.
He's got to get
like
one,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Especially Musgrave doesn't play anymore, so he's going to get out there more.
By the way, I just want to point out that there's a lot of agreement, A, on the royalty-free music, and B, on it's IPT to shove the ladle into your...
You're
potatoes.
Making the potato volcano with the gravy. That's what the ladle is designed to do. It scoops.
It's not designed to be stuck into your potatoes.
And then you turn it over, and there
Jesse,
it is.
Jesse, then you're going to put the ladle back in the gravy boat, and there's going to be taters on it.
So what? You're
correct.
Putting it on potatoes.
No, inappropriate. I'm going more on Josh Wiley, too.
If,
next.
If salt from your fries gets in the communal ketchup, do you care? No, you're just dipping another fry in the ketchup.
Well, what? Who's using communal ketchup
point.
At Thanksgiving?
No, there's communal ketchups. People have communal ketchups.
Kickers. Brandon McManus and Jake
Moore.
Bates. No. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. It might be more. More or less than 27.5 yards. Shortest made field goal.
What?
I like this one because I think it's going to be way above that for the shortest made field goal because there's going to be a lot of gambling going for it on fourth downs in that medium distance. Nobody's settling.
Boy, I don't know if I touched. I agree with you with Bates. I don't think that's the case. McManus still fighting that quad. I think if you get down there and it's fourth and four from the 6 yard line, I think LaFleur will take the points. He's learned. He's got some lessons learned. So I'm going to go less on that.
Isn't his lesson learned to be more aggressive against Dan Campbell?
No, his lesson learned is take points. If he takes points in that Panther game, he wins a chip. He wins that ball game.
I don't have any interest in doing this one.
All
if
right.
I were you.
So we're out on this one.
That was lame.
All right, I felt good about that one. I guess I've been proven wrong.
Sounds like a sucker play to me.
Last one, Matthew Golden, David Montgomery combo, more or less than 0.5 rushing or receiving touchdowns for those two players.
Is Is Golden for sure playing, Jason?
I don't think I can say that for certain, no. And I would hand up, that was one of the things I forgot to ask about, because he was added to the injury report last week. He was already on it with the shoulder, and then wrist was added on Friday. And I did not ask LaFleur about that yesterday, and I'm kicking myself because he's had a little bit of a rough go here. So I'm not anything with Matthew Golden attached. I would not mess with that either.
Well, there you go.
Those are our prize picks for the weekend.
Use your potato spoon to make your scoop in the potatoes, Lauren.
Why don't you just use your fork and like shovel it out like a volcano?
Line. You can't do it while you're in line if you're doing like the buffet style where you're walking through. You got to do it
quick.
Who's
doing a Thanksgiving buffet? Is that
family always does it.
Aunt Cindy. Yeah, Aunt Cindy.
And Becca's side of the family does it. But I think most families do. You know, you walk through the kitchen, everything's out. You grab it and you go sit down. Yeah.
Is it IPT to just grab turkey off the platter and eat it?
On the first comb through, yes. Like throughout the day. If you eat at 2 and then the turkey's out and it's, you know, 5-6 o'clock and you want to just go pick at it, I say that's fair game. But during
So you're
dinner,
telling me
you
if you're in line and you're waiting for Cindy to dunk her gravy ladle into her potatoes,
Cindy
and it
would
slops
never do
all
such a
over
thing.
The floor, and then you dump the gravy, and you're sitting there, and you see a nice piece of dark turkey meat. You aren't going to eat it because that's inappropriate, but you'll shovel a ladle into a pile of potatoes and then dunk it into a gravy boat?
Yeah, I will.
If you're dunking gravy boats, everything is fair game.
Tell us about Prize Picks, Gravy Boat Boy.
Bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And you know the one place where it feels great to be right? Oh, it's Prize Picks. Simplest way to play daily fantasy. Make your player picks in less than 60 seconds. Simple to play, more or less on at least 2-player stats. You get them right, you can cash in. And new this season, you can take early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, might be able to catch. Wiley catches that one ball, grab and gets a yard and a half, grab it. You take that early payout. And with stacks, you can pick the same player up to 3 times in one lineup. Well, they didn't let me do it with McCarthy. I felt good. 1 pick, 2 pick, 3 pick more. Well, you can do Steph Curry, points, 3s, assists. You can do Giannis. You can do all your favorites. And you can only do it on Prize Picks. Deposits are fast, easy. Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. Headlines are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right. I and many others thoroughly enjoying our new DJ, Ronnie Royalty Free. Here's the problem. I just realized it just now. I did my headline to Kiss's Detroit Rock City. And I apparently can't do that anymore. So I'm going to have to read it instead of singing it.
Parody should be fine. It should be fine.
Parody. Weird Al Yankovic made a heck of a career. I don't think he had to pay royalties.
I think he's coming to the Fiserv Forum, too. Time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
It is time for headlines. Royalty-free headlines. Tauscher first.
So I have to admit, I this whole thing started about 3 years ago with M&M and Lose Yourself and Mom's Spaghetti, all that good stuff.
God, that was good.
And then we obviously did the full year of Love, which was fantastic. And this year we've picked our spots. And with news that M&M was taking over, I believe, the halftime show for this game, and for the new Detroit Lions Thanksgiving, he is going to be in charge of making, you know, having talent and making sure they're doing basically like a
White
Super Bowl type halftime show.
Yeah,
whatever it might be. I put it out to the Academy, and the Academy brought a good M&M song. And last week, Unsportsmanlike came into town. And while they were waiting to jump on our show, this song is meant to be a duet. I have no clue. I have not heard this. I don't have a clue. They went and knocked it out before they came on our show. Hold up. I was going to jump in and do part of it as well. They ended up just running with it. I have no clue.
Schneider.
I don't know what they ended up doing, and I cannot wait to hear it. But, Jesse, let's roll it.
Offense gone cold, I'm wondering why we can't score the ball. A lot of people say that I need to take the fall. Even if I did, I wonder, could the Pack still win the North? Even the Bears are not so bad, not so bad.
Dear Dan, I meant to write you sooner, but I've just been busy. Your team's in first. How far ahead are ye? Look, I'm real impressed how you were playing without Glenn. How about the Bears with Johnson? I think his name is Ben. Sorry about the argument with the Lions fan. That was a miscue. Don't think I did that intentionally just to dish you. But what's the stuff with calling me your little brother? If it's not one thing with you, it's this, that, and the other. You got some issues, Dan. You need to try some punting to help your defense from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. We have a lot more in common than it seems. Most important number one seed, we've both had bad teams. Me and you playing for a chip, wouldn't that be neat? Eagles and Niners, we can never seem to beat. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time. If we let our QBs be themselves, we should just be fine. We need to relax a little. I get it, but Dan, why are we so mad? I've got Micah and you Aiden. I just don't want you to do some crazy stuff. I seen this one thing a couple weeks ago that made me want to shout. Some coach went for it on 4th and 8 and even called a timeout. He had his kicker ready to go. What's there to think about? Later on, I watched the tape to find out who that coach could be. Come to think about it, Dan, his name was, it was me. Damn.
Great job by Michelle Smallman. That's my comment.
You thought Evan sucked? Did you think Evan sucked?
What is the thing that Charlie Steiner does when Carl Lewis gets done with this star-spangled banner and Charlie Steiner is laughing uncontrollably? I think he says Francis Scott off-key.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
It was not the strongest start.
Smalls was really good.
Yeah, she
said
it.
Smalls hit. Yeah. She rescued it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
Offense gone cold. I'm wondering why we can't score the ball. A lot of people say that I need to take the fall. Even if I did, I wonder, could the Pack still win the North? Even the Bears are not so bad, not so bad.
Dear.
That is definitely royalty-free quality. All right, that is Tausch's headline, presented by Michelle Smallman and Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. Just to be safe, I will just read my Detroit Rock City parody. I feel uptight on a Wednesday night. 1 o'clock, the parade floats, the only lights. I hear my song, Gridiron Heroes, but it's not enough to pull the Lions through. The Packers win, even though the Lions got to. Get up, the D stops Gibbs from moving his feet. Get down, Parson puts Goff on his seat. Lions lose the NFC North in Detroit Rock City.
Jesse, I ain't gonna lie to you. That's the first time I missed the royalty music. That would have been a nice ad.
Yeah, I could have tried. I could have shot.
You could have just done it a cappella. No one would know the difference.
I'm excited for. I'm getting my hopes up and getting back on Spotify. I'm just being honest, and I'm hoping this helps. Jesse, what do you got?
A more traditional headline for me: Campbell's Super Bowl. Lions have fun stuffing their stats, mashing Packers defense, and Green Bay casseroles back to Titletown with a 27-24 loss.
Feels like a missed opportunity with the recent addition of the gravy boat ladle situation.
Yes, I made this before 10 minutes ago, unlike some members of the panel.
Well, those are headlines.
I don't think the Packers win.
Tosh!
Yeah, I made my prediction.
Why? Did you?
Yeah.
I think you laughed at Evan. Did they say a score?
Seriously, was there a prediction in there? I really enjoyed it, but
I don't
remember
get after the Academy. We all know that, but what was the prediction?
At the end, she references the 4th and 8 with the kicker ready, and oh, that coach was me. Was there a prediction?
Oh, I mean my own. I made my prediction. No, I have Green Bay winning late, 23-21.
Yeah. Oh, must have missed
when
that.
When did you make that prediction?
Wisconsin's morning news this morning.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Why I
Channel 3000. I think I put it on Channel 3000. It's my article's coming out tomorrow.
Great to have you on board. And I won't even fire you from your unpaid position like your staff at 565. Tausch predicting a Packers win. Jesse predicting a Packers loss. I'm taking them to win. I don't do it with supreme confidence. I'm always leery, Tausch, of games where one team needs it desperately more.
Yeah. Wounded animal.
And the Lions
game. This
definitely
is a wounded animal
need
game along with a parade. This is a paraded wounded animal game.
All right, Jesse, let's play some trivia. What's today's category?
Oh, yeah, we haven't done that yet. Today's trivia category, football on Thanksgiving Day. A little bit of a history lesson, a little bit of current events.
Walter Stanley. I hope Walter Stanley's not on there.
Football on Thanksgiving Day, today's category.
One caller 136 again. No.
No.
1 + 3 + 6 = 10. We'll take caller 10 right now. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 will play Wilde and Tausch trivia after I tell you about our friends at Lakeland Supply. They've been a great partner since jumping on board. Vince and his team are awesome at what they do. I can't wait to take a tour of their facility after the Packers season ends. And I know all about their core values. It's an important piece of any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a future 50 winner, top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to the community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies. Either they work to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Receiver's palms are sweaty. D-box knees weak. Rogers' arm is heavy. LaFleur is spitting up his mom's spaghetti. There's vomit on his sweat already. Team's nervous. On the surface, the squad looks calm and ready. Rodgers ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting that Devontae's gone, and the whole crowd goes so loud, but he opens his mouth, and Aaron Jones' name won't come out. The pack is choking how all the fans are joking now. Playoff clock runs out. Time's up for Barry. Pow! Goot lost himself in the moment. The fans will never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss a chance to go. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime to go to a Super Bowl.
A Hall of Fame moment in Wilde and Tausch history. And I think parodies are okay. That is Mark Tauscher from a couple of years ago heading into the Thanksgiving matchup with the Lions at Ford Field, a game the Packers won. So maybe it'll bring back some good vibes for them. Let's also bring some good vibes to trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 deal meal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app. And Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance, and proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestant. He is Mark in Mount Pleasant. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you guys. What's up?
Wow, I love the energy. Are you okay with Jesse's technique of shoving the ladle that everyone is using for their gravy into his potatoes?
No.
Okay, good. You're not a Neanderthal like he is. All right, let's play some trivia.
But here, I have to tell you, I'm the cook of my house, so we had Thanksgiving on Sunday. And guess what? My ladle was separate.
Separate. Well done. Thank you for your service.
Seeing a lot of that on the Carbless ESP at Wisconsin. Yeah, it's hard to believe. Line. A couple supporters.
Few and far between. All right, Mark, the questions are football on Thanksgiving Day.
Jesse, is it okay? Is it okay to do that with stuffing then, too? Because I like putting a little gravy on my stuffing.
No, it should not touch the stuffing. That's different.
Why? What's the difference?
Stuffing and gravy is not like two peas in a pot. You don't say like peanut butter and jelly, potatoes and gravy, stuffing and gravy. Like, that's very clearly a differentiation.
So just wait a second. Now the only ladle stuffing has to be in a limerick? Or it has to be in a match?
It has to be a partner in crime. If it's a partner in crime,
so it's
it can touch.
Dynamic it has duo. To be limerous size.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chicken and waffles.
If
that
it's
can
not
touch.
A dynamic duo, they can't, stuff a little wherever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
You get
it. Right. Yeah.
All right, Mark, question one.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup.
All right. Hey, we're on a little bit of a time crunch here, all right?
So can we just play trivia, please? The more I think about it, I think I'm onto something.
Yeah, you guys.
Mark, question one. I'm sorry. I wish you had been a contestant when we had more time, but we're up against it a little bit here. Question one.
Right.
The Detroit Lions have traditionally hosted a game on Thanksgiving Day every year since 1934. Which other team has hosted a Thanksgiving Day game almost every year since 1966? Is it the Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs, or New York Yankees?
It is the Dallas Cowboys.
Jesse, that's pretty good. Good job, buddy.
I feel pretty good about that one.
That's a ladle in the gravy and a potato deal right there. That's a good one.
All right, question.
I'm old enough to have watched that game on TV.
Question two, Mark, is this. In which year, when Thursday Night Football on the NFL Network originally became a fixture during the back half of the season, did the NFL begin regularly playing a third primetime game on Thanksgiving Day? And if you've been listening to the program, you know this answer if you were listening earlier.
Was it
1996? I did not know this was a question when I mentioned it. 2006 or 2016?
06.
2 for 2. If this one's Walter Stanley, we really got something.
It is not
here,
Walter
but
Stanley.
But it is not. Question three, Mark, is this. Which of these NFL teams is the only one that has never played a game on Thanksgiving Day? Is it the Houston Texans, the Tennessee Titans, or the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Ooh, tough question.
Ooh, that would be probably the Titans, I think.
You would think so, but you'd be wrong.
I'm going to go Jags.
Jags is correct. The Jacksonville Jaguars never played on Thanksgiving. Maybe that'll change with Duval.
Yeah, Mark, well, maybe good enough.
Mark, you got 2 out of 3. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into our drawing on Friday, which we will be back on the air for. We appreciate you playing, buddy. Thanks.
You got to give kudos to Tausch, though. 2 weeks ago when he said they better go up-tempo against the Eagles, they didn't do it. What happened? They lost. They didn't go. They did go up-tempo. Last week, what happened? The whole defense played better. The whole offense played better. Jeez, wake up, boys. All right, yep. How's it going, man?
Not a bit, Mark.
I'm 2 marks in a pod.
You're so smart, Tausch.
You're the best.
That's a BKW.
Mark.
That's BKW.
You know your ball as good as anyone. That's
just, Tausch.
Wow.
Tausch knows ball, and Grubelov knows the legal system. And if you have been injured in an accident, they're the one call to make. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. Grubelov one call, that's all. We have one more segment. That's all. Next. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Offense gone cold, I'm wondering why we can't score the ball. A lot of people say that I need to take the fall. Even if I did, I wonder, could the Pack still win the North? Even the Bears are not so bad, not so bad.
Dear Dan, I meant to write.
Not gonna lie,
we're
not paying royalties for this. That's for darn sure. Hey Tausch, tell us about Tito's before we wrap up the program, please.
Well, with that late start now, the noon because of the parade, Tito's, you can still have that Bloody Mary, make it nice and spicy, and then you have an after dinner drink. Make sure it's Tito's in your glass. Tito's makes great cocktails. They also give back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's handmade vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation in Austin, Texas, crafted to be savored responsibly.
All right, so we did all of our normal before-the-game preview-type topics today. I am curious, Tausch. What do you think our conversation on Black Friday, which we will be having the show again Friday, we are on the air, which has not always been the case over our years as a program, as we're in season 10. What do you think the big conversation point is going to be come Friday? Because we know if they lose, the phones will light up. And if they win, I would hope it will be a celebratory call-a-palooza talking about, hey, they're on track now. They're in position to go win the whole blanking thing.
Yeah, I just think this, like all games, this one especially, if you win the line of scrimmage, the Detroit Lions, when they have beaten us and eaten our lunch, can remember an Amazon Thursday game that they came in and just bully balled us. They aren't about that right now. I don't see that as being the case. But if we hold up against the run, because the thing, I feel really confident, if we get to 3rd and 6 plus, we're going to win. Yeah. Can we get to that more than not? Because teams have shown if you stick with the run, a la Carolina and New York, teams have had success running the football. Detroit is going to try and do that. If Green Bay bows up and doesn't allow it, we're going to be celebrating. If they do, Detroit will eat our lunch because that run and play action is what they live by, and Goff will have a big day if they're able to run the football and keep us from having to be able to rush the passer.
Yeah, I think you're right. I understand your reasoning behind your prediction about Montgomery having a greater role. But man, if watching Gibbs, I understand it's a quick turnaround, but he's really, really impressive. And the fact that he was such a non-factor in the first matchup.
You need hard yards. Dan Campbell has to look at this and say, I need 4 and 5 yard runs. It's great to get 12 and 13, but I need more 4 and 5 yard runs than I need -1, 1, 2, 12, 1, 2. I need 4 and 5 yards a crack when I run the football. That's what he needs.
We will see what happens, and we will be here on Friday to talk about all of it. And as Bulaga mentioned earlier, Alex Strofe, Bulaga, myself, Gabe will be on Green Bay game day to get you ready for the game tomorrow. The Wildy Hour, as Strofe likes to call it, kicks off at 10 a.m. The show starts at 9. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.